My record store operate. We're opening up inside Bone Up Brewing in Everett tomorrow, Thursday. And the long and short is we got live shows, live music all summer long, and we'll be there in June with Babes, more details, and Havard Saint as well. Babes and Havard Saint, more details to be announced about that show in the coming months. But the long and short, we did a festival with Babes at Exhibit A over in Framingham in the fall, and they just blew me away. And same, and Perennial was on the same bill as well. Mm. And those two bands, I mean, oh my gosh, the energy, their recorded stuff is phenomenal. Live too, both of those bands really back it up. They really bring it. Sometimes just to stop and observe the scene that's going on right now. We got some real like fire bands that are bringing it. Locally. So Babes and Perennial are kind of top of my list of bands locally that are Perennial's in Connecticut, but they play up here all the time. So actually they're opening up for John Spencer tonight, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So good for them.
Nice.
And then who else? We had Beautiful Headquarters. Tomorrow night we're playing at Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge. Beautiful Headquarters, which we love. We love Beautiful Headquarters. Check them out. Fantastic duo. Unfortunately, they had to back out last moment because of COVID. But check
Damn,
out their.
COVID.
I know it's still a thing. It sucks. Obviously, it's a thing. But
yeah.
But good on them for being responsible and keeping everybody healthy.
But we will be there. We will be there, bringing it.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And Feep and Trash Rabbit.
Okay.
So it's a stacked show tomorrow night. Thursday night, 8 p.m. at Atwood's Tavern, Cambridge. You got Muzzins with our debut. It's our debut single show.
It's
right?
Our debut single show.
It's a single
show,
release.
Baby.
Single release
it's
show.
It's a party.
That's just saying, like, you gotta.
If
be, like,
I'm there,
it's like,
it is a party.
It takes forever. You know, it takes forever to curate an album, so we might as well celebrate the single, right? So
there
we'll
you
do
go.
A single release party.
That's all you need.
That's it. You know, we got more singles coming. You know, we got more parties. More.
It's
an excuse to throw more parties.
At Bone Up Brewery.
Yeah, at Bone Up Brewery. but the party tomorrow night is at Atwood's. So
yeah.
Come on out, everybody. It's gonna be a time.
I'm excited to play the show.
Excellent. All right, so.
And then we had Goth Beach to start, right?
We started with Goth
Walter
Beach.
Sicker,
yeah.
Which...
Shout out to Walter and Edry and all of the toys.
Oh, yeah. They're doing their Bunker Buds thing, and yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing big things.
They're doing great things.
Yeah, we are.
Yes, a favorite of producer Joel. And
can I say real quick, Joel? I met Joel through Walter and Army of Toys. Initially, it was like 6 or 7 years ago.
Okay.
And remember the lawn at D, the lawn on D at.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was a Halloween.
Wow, I haven't heard that in a while.
I know, right?
In a minute.
Like,
yeah.
That came and went. But nevertheless, and actually not a bad outdoor venue, but Joel was doing sound for them. And
yeah.
I stopped and talked with them. Not that I normally stop and talk with sound people, but I don't say this because I'm trying to just, you know, say something nice about Joel. But it was the best sounding show.
Oh, yeah.
For like a big band that was hard to mix that I had ever heard. And I was like, I just have to meet the person who's mixing this. And that's how I met Joel.
Oh, yeah.
So he does a phenomenal job with them.
Yeah. He's one of those. It just makes me think of this diagram between F's and S's. If you know what I mean, wink, wink, nudge. There's like gives zero F's, gives two F's, gives zero S's, yeah. Gives two S's.
Yep.
Oh yeah, he gives the F's.
Gotcha. He does. It's all about the fine details in those F's.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yep. Yeah, he did Goth Beach, so.
It sounds good.
There it is, yeah, and it sounds amazing. So, anyway, we have another block curated by Muzzins here, but we're going to start this one off with Electromagnetic. Tell us
Yay!
About it.
Oh, can I talk about the song?
You should talk about that song.
Talk about the song.
Electromagnetic is a super fun song. We wrote, this was one of our pandemic projects. We had been together a year and change before the pandemic hit, and our first original debut show was supposed to be a week after there was lockdown announced in Cambridge. I had made handmade merchandise. I mean, we were so excited as a band.
So are you still sitting on that merchandise?
Much of it has been distributed, actually. We've played shows since, but we had a year and a half in between where we, in the midst of our like musical love affair, it just came like gudunk.
Yes.
The gate came down. And here we are like estranged, lost lovers across the seas. Where are you? Send me a sign. And so Chris sends me a sign in the form of these beats he put down. And he says, just hear something. What do you think? And in 10 minutes, that's how it happens. All the lyrics for Electromagnetic just came flooding out. And T-Muzz put a bass line. I don't remember the order of it, but it was something like that. I think there was a bass line to it when I heard it. I forget. Somebody comes in at some point, and it just all came together.
We worked as much as we could collaboratively, remotely during the pandemic.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It still was weird times, but those were weird times. But nevertheless, we're really proud of the song and the other single that came out during that time, and the stuff that's coming out later this year as well. But this one,
we'll talk about that next.
We will get to that next.
Let's play Electromagnetic, Muzzin's 91.5 WMFO.
We'll be right back. It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it.
I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Look at me. holding up the walls. Night and day.
WMFO on the Tom and Mikey D. More Muzzin selections here.
Hello.
That was
we're
that
still
was,
here.
That was Will Daly. They're still here. Let me out. Let me out.
Once you enter the Muzziverse, you can never leave. You can always leave.
I swear this door was open over here. It's not open anymore.
Yeah, so that was Will Daly with Easy to Be Around. Wildcat Slim gave you Coward's Playbook. Clam gave you Eggs. They are actually heading on tour.
Yes, they are.
In a couple of weeks. Going to be hitting, Massachusetts, New York, and Pennsylvania. So I was just looking at the tour dates, and they're going to be like racing to all these shows.
So we're big fans of Clam. We were supposed to play a show with them this week. Unfortunately, we couldn't make it work this week, but we hope to play a show with them soon. One quick note on Clam, amazing musicians, great people, love their songwriting. They also have a Digital Awareness working with them, which is like this visual group that we work with from time to time. And I don't, we see some cool, you know, show visuals around, but Digital Awareness folks, I want to throw a plug out to them. They do amazing stuff. It's like all analog, all these effects pedals. I don't even know what's going on. Looks like a mothership.
Fantastic. Yeah. No, Digital Awareness has done a few of our shows with great enthusiasm, lots of customization. And they're just on it. They're improvisers, visual improvisers, just as we are, musical improvisers, yeah. And it's a great fit.
And I believe they're actually like part of the band Clam now. So when you go see them live, it's kind of like a duo,
it's an audiovisual thing.
Yeah. Okay. So check them out, like Clam, CLAMB, and Digital Awareness.
That's why I over enunciated Clam.
Clamb.
Clamp.
Yeah. It's a fun word to
Clamb.
Say.
Yes, and we started that block off with this Muzzins And the
it sounds like cousins.
We gotta cousins. Keep the, we gotta keep the rhymes with cousins Muzzins, thing in our bio now because people are mispronouncing it left and right.
Yeah,
as
true. Yeah, the Muzzins.
Now you just switch countries.
Yes, just do it in different accents.
Yeah.
So, all right. So what's coming up next after now that the single's out on Friday, mm-hmm. right? So what's coming after that?
Well, we have another single coming after that, and another single after that, and another single after that. And
so you're just going to be doing singles?
Well, so you know, I think nowadays, look, you know, hey, being straight up, you know, we're all. You're pressed for time, right? Like you gotta maximize the content that we're putting out there. And it's just like so. But eventually, it will be a package. It will be a package of sorts, whether it's an EP or full album, to be determined. But we got a lot of great songs, and we want to get them out there. And
okay,
so yeah, we got our next single's Straight Fire. I mean, we're biased, you know, we love our own music, but
but as you should,
I think yeah,
well, only makes sense.
It's so important. I can talk a lot about this, just about. The act and the art and the intention of learning to love the music that comes through you. So many artists push their music so far away from them, are very, you know, we've been acclimatized too to deflect compliments and to make other people love the thing that we make before us. And I am not like that. I refuse. If we can't love it, how do we expect anybody else to love it? So I have been using this band as a vehicle of spiritual practice, of self-love, self-worth, self-respect, and collective liberation. And it's not a small... Yeah, it's a big ideal in a small package. A single is an entire universe. And then you put a few singles into an album, and that's now an entire universe. And you put an album into many albums, into a discography, and that's an entire universe. So I don't see a single as separate from or smaller than any other entity. It's just a different scale. All of us is in every single song that we make.
That's really deep.
This is my daily conversations.
Okay.
Phil, so
makes sense.
Yeah, that's where we're coming from. That's the headspace that Muzzins comes from. At least one third of Muzzins, but no, they come along for the ride, of course.
I would say very much. Yeah. Our Muzz, you know, is our spiritual leader for sure.
Okay.
You know, like I would say that, and I'll speak for myself. I'm like, I think we look to each other for guidance and. We have a good symbiotic relationship, but certainly when it comes to like that higher level gear, I'm looking at our Muzz and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna stop talking right now and I'm gonna try to actively listen. Right.
Okay.
So that's my wow.
I mean,
I love you, Seema.
Love you, our Muzz.
I mean it hearing both of you say that, it does not sound like you two have been in this group since the pandemic. I mean, it sounds like this has been a 20-year thing. And yeah,
we have a weird meeting story. I mean,
there's many origin stories, and the origin story is unimportant at this point. But okay. The fact is that I think we have, as a trio, been intertwined for many lifetimes, because we met and it was instant recognition, and it's been easy the entire time. It's a very strong, very open, very playful, mischievous, loving relationship, and all the music comes from our dynamic and our ability to see each other, support each other, accept each other, listen to each other, allow each other full range of expression. This is very rare in bands, and I recognize this regularly. It's easy to forget because it's so easy for us mm-hmm. to be with each other that it feels normal. And then I talk to so many other bands and musicians, everything from scheduling logistics to like the way they approach music or ambitions being misaligned, values being misaligned, just having access to space. I mean, we're super fortunate. Also, just so many things have fallen into place. It's a very, very unique combination of, and we're all three entrepreneurial people. as well, which I think goes a really long way in how we have developed this band. There's a certain mindset that comes with risk-taking, being able to roll with uncertainty, not being attached to any kind of scripts of this is what a band should do or how a band should be. So it's very, very free, which a lot of people have trouble, I think, rolling with as well. It's like, give me some guidelines and we're making it up as we go. And the three of us, I think, musicianship-wise as well as just the partnership, is so strong. I don't want to play with anybody else.
Okay.
I am locked into this. Nice. Happily.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's what's some up? Cerebral stuff there.
We are. I'm a heady intellectual. So WMFO, what is up?
You mentioned it within the hour.
That's right. I'm doing my job.
So did I.
So did I.
But I'm the one contractually obligated to do so.
I am enthusiastically, voluntarily giving y'all a shout out for having us on here, being able to listen to some of the cerebral thoughts I have to share and to the big, fat, intense music that we have as well.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for coming in. How can people reach you and say, tell me more?
We're on Instagram at muzzins.music, and we are also at muzzins.com. We have a website.
There's still websites.
There's still websites.
Yeah.
Nice.
It might not be there forever, but it's there now. Instagram
as
is...
As long as you pay the GoDaddy fees, you're good.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. I've heard a website be a place that, like, it's a place on the internet where nobody goes.
I want to call out Bandcamp too, real quick. Yes. Obviously, like, if you enjoy the single, send it back. It is streaming everywhere on Friday. But if you really love it and you want to support us, go check it out on Bandcamp for a few bucks. Get yourself a digital copy of it and support the band. But also, Atwood's tomorrow night.
Atwood's tomorrow night.
Thursday night.
February 2nd. Doors open at 8. We are on with Trash Rabbit and Feep. Come out, hang with us. If I get my act together, I will have the Make Your Own Merch booth in the back. We do Make Your Own Merch. We have a facilitated little art making merch table, which I love.
Excellent.
Yeah. So we hope to see folks out there. Yeah. Come and say hi. Give us some muzz.
Yeah. Come catch some muzz.
Yeah.
Yeah, roll around in it.
Like pigs in the dirt.
Yeah, get lovely. With some buzz. Oh my God. No.
You got to come to practice sometime, Phil. Every week we're like this.
I'd say Phil's a muzzo. Right?
Phil's a muzzo. If you've touched the muzz once, you know, it's in your blood.
Yeah, for sure.
It's in your blood.
Phil's definitely a muzzo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, seeing as so, I'm gonna close it out by playing the song again.
Woo, we got double airplay.
Double airplay with Sam Stack. All right.
Let's do it.
It's the world premiere. This is definitely the sequel.
Yes.
Amazing.
deep electric boogaloo. Yes.
Let's do it.
All right. Thank you guys
so much.
Phil. Thanks for having us.
Go to muzzins.com. I was looking at the website. It's still there right now. So, yeah. and it's all nice, pretty, bright, bold colors. Yes.
We're happy.
I could tell that was Armas's idea.
Yes. So.
Yeah.
You think?
Ooh. I told you I'd do that live on the air. I almost fell out of my chair.
We do tend to topple. We topple psyches very easily.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Phil.
Here is Send It Back again. 91.5 WMFO.
Looks like it's still alive. Hater, 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 honey, what do you do? It's time you I don't think I agree with the lies that you peddle is true. Sitter, 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 can you help me break free? I rely on the wisdom in you. Faster, 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 they just want us to break. Overwhelmed, anxious, depressed. I say stop, everybody turn it over, resist. Bow and name, other truth I'll have. If you don't like it, send it back.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. This is Phil here. Thank you again to Muzzins for coming in and chatting. We do not have a live act tonight. However, I'm going to dig into some archives and you could just check out all of these songs that were recorded right here live in Studio D. Enjoy 91.5 WMFO. Thank you.
my belly and six dunks bug my eyes. Blunts run like curveballs, score on the spikes. Sea line, Brookline, been train away. Tomorrow's borrowed, always all load. Loans, groans, financial moans. It's always wrong for patrones. Don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. But you can't stay here. You can't stay here. Stealing Cleveland with two young men. Are you a whisperer and are you a diplomat? Shamrock wooden buckets on combined socks and brown logs. It fresh to keep away from a rat. Playing keep away from what the teachers say. Shooting ping pong balls with bitter grain. Fall away. Don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Uh-oh. Yeah.
Keep away from a rat. Flying keep away from what?